You're listening to Rocket Knight. Rocket Knight, here I come, babe. Rocket Knight, just to get some pay. We're ready to love, I'm only this time. A night, a night. Right. Welcome back, Tampa Earl, hanging out with you. And I've got a couple of special guests that I'm bringing your way today. But this is a band that I've been a longtime fan of. If you can count 3 years as being a longtime fan, the band is The Fixer. And we've got Melladonna and Vic with us from the band today. Guys, great to see you. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, we're so excited to be here. And you are correct. You were very early in our people that had reached out to us with interest in our music.
Well, it's because the music is, well, in my opinion, quite original. But let's go back to the formation of the band. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Mel was one of the last folks that came into the fold, Vic.
Yes, Mel was one of the I feel like the core members that the band really started with. Mel was kind of you're kind of the first and also the last of, I guess, the OGs, but you're the first of like when the band really
took off. Yeah.
Shape.
They were just hanging out in the basement until I joined them.
Oh, yeah. You were the one who decided to kick them in the butt and get going, huh?
I think when I joined the band, the songs really started completing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we had a couple of people down singing to some music that we had created. If you go back to the Prowl EP, Take You Home was already in existence musically at this point. The very beginning of the band, though, we actually started as a Rob Zombie and Rammstein tribute group.
Now,
the first
that
official build, the
something
first
that I didn't know. So,
the first official The Fixer show was at, like billed as The Fixer was us doing Rammstein. But when we started getting into creating original music, we wanted the person that was singing for that was on guitar and supposed to be the secondary vocalist. And then we were looking for somebody that was like a lead. And we went through a couple of tries, but then once we got to Mel, we were set with Mel.
Yeah.
It was game over. This is the one.
Yep.
Yep. Well, it's definitely apparent, and we're going to get into that song in a little bit, but it was apparent back in 2023 when you came out with Smoke Show that you guys were taking a different approach from other bands. I mean, you kind of had a goth look, but it was just kind of like you were saying, the Rob Zombie-esque rock that you were very popular for.
Yeah, we Smoke Show. We've played it so many times
yeah.
that we're all kind of like we've done it a lot. But at the same time, I think we're all just still really proud that
so
we
proud. I mean, to not only play it at basically every show, but even before that, I mean, we recorded it and the music video for it. I also directed and edited, so. And he edited the sound for it. So it was like we lived and breathed that song. And I'm so, so proud of the music. I still think it's my favorite of any of our music videos.
Yeah, it as far as the song and even in the songwriting aspect, it does some different stuff from what The Fixer does. But it's got a lot of there's a lot of personality in the performance and even the guitar riffs that are there. I feel like the riffs inherently just have a personality, and just happy to have created a song that so many people would latch onto. It's a really fun song to have in our catalog.
Well, it also was the song that catapulted you into at least notoriety, because it was one of the songs that was off your first album, Your Lie, back in 2023. That has to be a great achievement. I know, as someone who wrote a book, how I felt when I did that. It's got to be a satisfying experience to put out your debut album like that.
Oh yeah, it I don't think we and even getting to release it with Wormhole Death was just something that I thought was just a crazy thing to have somebody willing to work with us from Italy. It felt very strange, but that's the internet has,
Internet's a crazy place.
Hate it though, it's for sure. I tell you what, th this seems like a what we'll talk a little bit more about, about Wormhole Death and things like that. But right now, I tell you what, let's throw it out there. Smoke Show. Tell everybody what the song's about, Mel.
Me. Well, Vic wrote
Well,
it.
then let him do it.
It was about two friends that we had years ago, when we were what I would say in the young reckless phase, and it was kind of like two friends that we both were both trouble on their own, and then they ended up having a very brief fling, so it kind of spurred from the inspiration of watching those two as a couple.
Cheap pills for a good time. Sun-kissed crop tops and bleach blonde hair. She likes the bad boys, so she don't care how she gets her money. Fun love affair with the devil's delight. Oh God, she's a smoke show with a bad attitude and hell in her eyes. It's a party every night. It's a party.
Tampa Earl back with you, and I've got Vic and Mel from The Fixer with us today. You talked a little earlier about how Wormhole Death Records came and found you, basically. But you gotta, I get this question a lot from people. Is it better to be an independent artist, or is it better to be signed with a label? What would be your opinion on that?
I think Wormhole Death was a really good choice for us with that question in mind, because they really wanted to work with us and still allow us our creative freedom. So I think that it's very, very dependent on the label, the answer to that question. And Wormhole Death and Carlo really, really worked with us to make it work for everyone.
Yeah, and even for how does your band work, and does the label kind of fit with that? Like, how much are you wanting your hands on things or able to? And just does it's more of a does it fit? Does it make sense with what you're doing? And for us, Wormhole Death was just kind of like they covered a couple of very key things for us that just helped us be able to make sure we're putting the focus we need to on other things, or and offloading some of that from the band, because being independent's great when like in the creative freedom, I feel like for artists is always such a huge thing. But if you can find something where you're able to hang on to that and the flexibility, but also have help, it's kind of a no-brainer.
That seems to me to
Absolutely.
be the thing with having label assistants, is that they are there to, handle scheduling or promotion or things like that. That does take quite a bit off of your plate.
Yep, they're their big part with us was the campaign on the album itself and the music videos that went along with it. So they like even though we are still very like Mel shot the music videos for it,
Very DIY.
I edited one of the music videos for it. Mel edited the third music video, the one that was for Tongues Bleeding, and then I edited Ghosts Will Talk with help from Mel. Anytime I'm doing video editing, it's generally with help from Mel. But
That does seem to be Mel's kind of specialty. I mean, other than being a great front woman leading the band, she does have a very good eye with the camera.
yes, she does. She actually worked
Yeah,
works
it's
professionally.
my background. I went to school for it. I did some I've shot some movies as a camera assistant and decided that wasn't for me, but I still do like filming of live events and stuff, so.
And then I also worked in AV more on the audio side, so it's been a about as good of a pair as you could really ask for.
A
Absolutely.
great partnership, definitely. One thing that I wanted to ask you about is that over the past few years, since you guys have all gotten together, you've been able to build a tremendous following in Canada. What's the next step for the band? I know, America, the United States, yeah, we're not exactly in the greatest of relations right now, but is there a goal to step out from the Canadian frontier and maybe take on the US or Europe?
We've
Discussed it.
we have it's of course at some point we would really like to come to the States, but with our label, because we're hoping that because we do have some new material on the way that very likely will turn into a release, hopefully not too far off. Hopefully we'll be working with Wormhole Death again, and just because they've kind of been by us and from the beginning, and then that would more naturally lead us to Europe. But we do at some point we would love to see the States. We've had so many great people from the States reaching out about our music, and of course we want to hit anywhere that has people that are connecting with our music.
Absolutely. Yeah, I would love to travel anywhere in the world as long as I can and it makes sense and I'm not going to go bankrupt.
Yeah, that's the big thing. Yeah, I mean, the costs of touring, people, the fans sometimes don't realize this, especially if you are, outside, come from another country. You have to pay, certain fees and licenses to go into a country. Then you have to make the money to be able to make the tour worthwhile. I mean,
The visas are a big thing.
the visas, exactly.
Because it's the wait time on visas is quite a while, and
Specifically the American visas.
yeah.
yes, specifically to go work there, and it's we know of people that have gotten their visas to go through, but I know this past year I've heard of more people having troubles getting their visas
Yeah.
approved.
Yeah. And I've heard of it myself, so I know what you're going through, especially as far as coming from Canada to the US. But let's forget about the political stuff. Let's talk about some of the new music you've got, like Ugly Knots. That's a real banger you got there.
Thank you.
I'm really excited about releasing that one. I guess it's been released for a little while now, but I still get excited about it. It's such a like heavy song, I guess.
It was like one of the things when we had originally started the band was trying to make ugly things sound poppy and pretty. And I feel like there's a bit like that really where we started at with that mindset goes into Ugly Knots and made a really cool song. The chorus guitar line matched with that vocal is still something that I feel super excited about when I hear it.
There's your sell point too, the fixer, making the ugly pretty. But I enjoy that. You've told us that you possibly got the album coming. You got anything coming up there in Canada that people might be interested in?
Yeah, we haven't announced it yet, but you definitely want to keep your eyes on our socials because we will have an announcement about some dates that we have coming in 2026. And the plan is to be hitting some places that we haven't hit in a few years,
Oh, cool.
and some actually brand new spots that we've actually never gone to before, too.
All right. That sounds like a plan. I know that is every all your socials the Fixer
The Fixer
at.
Canada is where you can find us on pretty much everything other than Facebook, where we're the Fixer Band.
Yes, that's what I was trying. I knew it was the Fixer band on Facebook, but I wasn't quite sure of some of the others, like Instagram. Whatever else you might be on. So if
Yeah,
we've
the Fixer Canada everywhere else. The Fixer Canada is generally what everything's on. And you can also, if you're a TikTok fan, we've been trying to get our stuff over on TikTok and have a bit of stuff there if anyone.
How's that effort been going? I personally am not a big TikTok follower, but I know that it's really a good way to get your stuff out there in quick little hits.
It's really interesting. I feel like it's very region specific
Really?
in
Okay.
Canada. Because I would say like our Kenora stuff, like from it's a town that's really like relatively close to Thunder Bay. Well,
Not big.
but not by US standards. It's like a 6 hour drive from us. But there's not a ton in between us and Kenora. But Kenora, we had a lot of response specifically on TikTok. And it seems like that too with Instagram and Facebook, like there's certain regions that are more apt to have people on Instagram versus Facebook. It's kind of interesting that way that what everybody's preferred platforms are, and it does seem to change by region-ish.
Well, there you have it. That's where you find these guys, the Fixer Canada, on pretty much every social media output there is. And then on Facebook, it is the Fixer Band. I definitely want to thank Mel, you, and Vic for coming on today. And we're gonna say goodbye with the well, or not goodbye, but so long with a little bit of the newish music. With your tune, Ugly Knots.
Shame like reptiles.
There is a vision I must share. The flames can touch my skin and swirl around my hair. But I won't burn, I've always been, and I will always be there. You may not see through the veil or feel the scorching heat. I will not shatter, I am not frail, I stand firm on my feet. I feel eternity through my fingers and command the burning flame. I am the thing that always lingers, I am the thing you cannot tame. You think you've turned me to ashes and that I won't survive, but you've given me the lashes that simply make me feel alive. I won't extinguish, I will always be seen. I am mother, the maiden, the crone, I am queen.
Down, down, down. You're listening to Rock at Night.